Questioned whether any UK government could be legitimate if it ignored Scottish voices. She said, surely a test of legitimacy that should be applied to whatever Westminster government is formed after this election cannot simply be that it is the largest party in England. Well, John Swinney is the Deputy First Minister of Scotland and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain what she meant by that?
What the First Minister means is essentially to delve into the political history of Scotland, where we've had, over the years, a number of Conservative governments that were roundly rejected in Scotland by the electorate, but they've still been able to apply policies that were frankly just rejected utterly by the people of Scotland on the views and the wishes of the people of our country. So what the First Minister was making the point about last night is that there is a need for a government of the United Kingdom to be representative of the whole of the United Kingdom, and in the context where no one party has an overall majority, which appears to be pretty certain about the election on Thursday, there is a necessity for us to look at how a government that can be supported across the United Kingdom can be elected and command a majority within the House of Commons.
OK, I mean, it appears obviously to be an argument to have the SNP included in government, but is it also, are you suggesting, an argument that rules out the Conservatives, suggesting what, that because they only have one MP in Scotland now, and well, we'll see what happens after Thursday, but that is not legitimate?
We've set out a position consistently throughout this election campaign that we will do everything we possibly can do to lock the Conservatives out of power in the next parliamentary term.
Okay. And we do it is a yes or no, really. You don't want the Conservatives in government. I'm just wondering what then happens, because we know from what Ed Miliband has said he's not going to talk to the SNP. Do we have a situation? Well, it's hard to see what it means, apart from the fact that you're arguing the SNP should be in this government.
Well, what we're arguing is that the important parliamentary point, which is that the government that is formed has to command a majority in the House of Commons. That's the essential test of the government's composition. And the second point that we're making is that it's important when that government is comprised that it is supported throughout the United Kingdom, and it has political legitimacy throughout the United Kingdom. Now, you've made the point yourself here that the Conservatives in the last Parliament had one parliamentary seat in Scotland, and the opinion polls suggest that they probably will have none after this election, or they may have one. Now, in that context, we believe it is important for a government to have effective legitimacy around the United Kingdom by being representative of all of the different interested parties around the United Kingdom, and not simply
there was to be, a referendum in September, of course, that voted for this system to stay with this Westminster system.
Yes, and that's my point, actually, because the UK party leaders came to Scotland and they said to Scotland, don't leave the United Kingdom, lead the United Kingdom. And here we're simply arguing that Scotland's voice should be held in an influential way within the United Kingdom after this election if the people of Scotland vote strongly for the Scottish National Party. And we've made it clear that we would not support a Conservative government.
And if they're not, does that mean you'll be pushing for another referendum?
We've made it absolutely clear there is nothing that can happen from this election that leads to another referendum. This election is not about another referendum. This election is about making sure Scotland has the strongest and most effective voice possible in the House of Commons, and that we can use that voice to create influence that will deliver the policies that people in Scotland want to see delivered, such as an end to austerity and such as a more progressive approach to politics than we have seen from the Conservative and Liberal coalition over the last 5 years.
John Swinney.